Welcome back to the Lockdown Podcast. We're back at it like a fucking crack addict.
You goddamn right.
I'm here with
Meech Rose and this bitch, nigga.
And my name is Big Yovani. Today's episode, we're gonna kind of stay away from the NBA right now, at least current events with the playoffs. I mean, we are gonna gloss over it.
Yeah, we're gonna do it right at the beginning. So most of this episode is gonna be about
top 10.
We're gonna argue over who's in the top 10.
We're gonna debate over it.
Just understand, we both really dislike LeBron, so he won't be in there.
He won't.
That nigga will
not be. And guess what? I'm a Laker fan. So
it is what it is, my guy. It is what it is.
So let's just talk about the game
real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
I heard Steph didn't do shit.
He didn't. He was airballing a lot, him and Klay. And I think Klay was because he was injured.
And I think Steph, because first of all, he has a shaky he has shaky ankles, and it's really hard for him to go off two games back to back.
Yeah.
So.
And plus, he played 42 minutes, I think,
last night.
When he dropped 47.
Bro.
And he's not built that way.
You know, he's not a fucking 6'8", 250 pounds monster. Like Kawhi is, where he can just do that kind of shit. That doesn't
have... machine. That's his nickname, the machine.
The claw.
Or the claw as well, yeah.
It is what it is. It sounds like we're making excuses for stuff. We kind of are, but it's like, dude, the nigga's real lanky. You know, it's hard to...
Yeah.
And shooting, it's on and off.
No, but the thing is also, it's hard to three-peat.
Yeah,
it's only really a couple. Hard to three-peat. Only a couple.
A couple
teams. The Lakers. After that,
96
the
Bulls.
Bulls again. and then before that,
I can't.
I think it was the what's it called? Celtics from the 60s. Other than that, I think
those Celtics.
Yeah.
Oh, in the 60s.
In the
60s.
Yeah. Other than that,
I thought you were talking about Celtics, Bird Celtics, because they couldn't win a chip against Magic. That shit was.
No, they beat them.
They won one year.
Yeah. But That's the only teams I can think of. So it's draining emotionally, physically, everything.
Phil Jackson had a way. Like a thing where he says that you have to change teams like every 5 years, I believe. And, you know, this team has been running since 2015.
Honestly, it was
Steve Kerr got there in 2015.
Yes, but they've been together since Steph. And then Steph was there first, then Klay.
Yeah,
and
so...
They were in the playoffs 2013, 2014, that's exhausting to do. And then going multiple finals.
In a row. Winning. You're playing more games than any other team in the league when you're doing that kind of shit.
And especially when they went seven games.
72. Yeah, 72. 72, 9. That's what I attribute to that loss. Because LeBron definitely should not have been able to beat that team.
No. Hell no. That's a...
But to be fair, LeBron is a totally different animal
in the playoffs.
That nigga is a monster. I can't even...
And he proved that the last year on the
Cavs. That shit was insane. I hate him, but I can't hate on that.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily like LeBron as much, but that season... I grew so much respect for LeBron and what he was doing.
It was ridiculous. But...
Besides that, they are 3-1. Games on Monday. I got $25 against Junior. So, Junior, if you're listening to this, might as well just give me the money now. Might as well.
So, real quick, I've been talking to my coworkers. And they be talking mad shit, you know.
About Golden State or
the Raptors. They're like, yo, bro, nah, it's a must win. They're going to win tonight. They've been saying they're gonna win, they're gonna win, they're gonna win, they're gonna win all fucking like the entire of the finals, and this thing, and they just won't listen to me, bro. It's so frustrating. You don't know shit. You 18. You don't know shit. You 18. You don't know shit. Okay, now they're 3-1. So what do I know now?
When did we make our list on?
In like fucking
April. It was April 24th.
An insane amount of time ago, and we said that it was gonna be Toronto versus Blazers, but that was.
It was a stretch, but.
We were just hoping that we looked like Nostradamus's.
In a way, we are.
Because we said that the Raptors was going to win the chip.
And we said, people made fun of us, or fun of me at least, because I said that...
The Raptors is winning.
No, that and they're going to beat the Bucks, because nobody could stop fucking Giannis.
But I done look told what these niggas.
Look what
I
happened.
Told them, bro.
Imagine,
put Kawhi on Giannis, and shit's going to be different.
Imagine Spurs... Never fuck up with Kawhi.
Yeah, imagine NBA champion Tony Parker right now. Isn't a pussy.
NBA champions? Yes or no?
Yes. Easy. Nigga.
With the talent they had this year.
Bruh. With Kawhi. With DeJounte Murray. With Bryn Forbes. With Derek White. With Kawhi Leonard. With LaMarcus Aldridge. I don't know who would be running center. I don't know who would be running center because Jakob wouldn't be there because he got him in the DeMar trade. But we could have got like fucking JaVale McGee or some shit like that.
Squad.
Nigga, like defensively, no one could stop. Like, no one could score. Nigga, we'd have niggas going. And you know what's crazy?
If they couldn't score on them, or they can't score right now with the Raptors, barely.
Imagine Jakob. Because
they have Kyle Lowry on everybody. Mostly everybody.
Yikes.
Kyle Lowry is like our height.
Yikes.
He's our height.
Yeah, Fred.
Fred
VanVleet is literally our height. Dude.
Literally.
He's like Brian's height for real.
Yeah.
I think he's like 5'9", 5'10".
I think they list him at 6 foot, but.
That nigga's not no damn 6 foot, cuz. It's a small guy.
But I think they're going to close it out with game 5.
I don't think they're going to close it out.
Game 5. On the road.
They're in Toronto, right?
Yeah, on the road.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to close it up.
Bro, the machine? The claw?
I mean, what was the claw doing?
The nigga with the cornrows?
For 47.
Huh?
What was the claw doing when Curry was going out for 47?
What happened to the rest of the team? That's fine.
They went well. Steph, they did well.
Go off.
But the thing is, like, this.
Exhaust yourself, and guess what?
You're not going to be able to play for the rest of the finals. That's smart. But the thing is, like, Kawhi's still hurt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because tendonitis doesn't go away.
He would have. Because you saw.
It takes years for tendonitis to go away.
You saw him in the Magic series. You saw him against the Sixers series. He was different from now. I mean, he was still scoring the volume he's scoring now.
Mm.
But he was more explosive. Because I think he got injured.
Like, and he can't take no nights off like he usually does.
Game 6 in Philly.
You think so?
I think that's when he got injured. Cause I know.
I don't think he's recovered from the tendonitis. No, I think he might have restrained it. My sister had tendonitis, bro. That shit is tough, bro.
Yeah.
It took her. I think it took her a full like year or two to get over that shit. That shit is not. That's not something you could just get over overnight.
And again, that's why the Spurs fucked up.
Yeah, cause fucking Tony Parker is a bitch.
They didn't think that shit was serious, or at least they just didn't diagnose him correctly.
I think they knew it was tendonitis. No,
well, yes, but they were trying to get him back.
Oh, earlier. Yeah, and that wasn't.
Yeah, Kawhi wasn't.
So with the Spurs, usually they're really good with injuries, bro. They've had two.
Pop got fined because he was trying to arrest his players, like three of them, I think, and it was with Tim, Manu, and Tony.
Like that was before the playoffs.
Yeah. Yep.
They do that every year before the playoffs. They arrest their players.
But he got
this
fined.
Year. They didn't because they was so close. Yeah. They couldn't fuck around. So. But man, like it's tough. It's a tough situation. Like it's annoying that some of the people in that locker room had to be so disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to be vets. You're supposed to, no matter what, you're supposed to just
follow your leader. Cause
Kawhi, I don't think was the leader.
No,
I think DeJounte kinda was more. Like okay, so you're looking at me like okay, you're crazy.
But DeJounte like that.
But you gotta understand, DeJounte is a strong black man. Vocal, strong black man. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing
Kawhi's
is...
Kawhi's not vocal.
I know,
So I feel like they should... DeJounte was vocal enough to be the leader. And I feel like if they could have just... If everyone else could have stayed behind DeJounte and Kawhi would have did his own thing and silently led and led DeJounte, then everything would have been cool. Everything would have been smooth. I feel like them two together would have been so fucking difficult.
I think there's something different of a vocal leader and a quiet leader.
Yeah.
With Kawhi, you saw what happened to the Raptors. I don't think he talks to them enough. Like,
you seen that thing where he was and then he was like, nigga, go that way.
what's it called? But his work ethic.
It's insane.
How he prepares for games.
It's insane, bro.
And people, him being that quiet, people want to follow him.
That's facts.
He's not a vocal leader.
So
but
I think it's like the Sasuke effect. If you understand what I'm saying, you never watched Naruto before.
I don't watch Dragon Ball Z.
So listen, Naruto is like this really over the top, very braggadocious guy. Even though he's not really good at anything.
Oh, I think I know what you're
talking about. And Sasuke is like this really quiet, kind of seething guy. Like he's really upset about everything because it's like his brother killed his whole family and shit. You know, little shit. Mass murder. Yeah. But yeah, he's like this quiet, like dark, angry guy.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And I feel like Kawhi is kind of like a quiet, dark, angry guy.
You know
guy.
What's crazy? His dad actually got killed.
Duh, nigga. Because you don't think I know about Kawhi.
That's what I'm saying. He got killed, and that's when he started being more quiet.
Quiet, yeah. He regressed himself into himself. Boardman gets paid, though.
Boardman does get paid.
Boardman gets paid anyway. So, with Kawhi, I think he's the dark guy that everyone wants to follow. And I think that DeJounte could be the guy that everyone wants to follow because he's so sure of himself. That nigga DeJounte is sure of himself.
Yeah. I mean, he should be.
Because he's good.
No, but the thing is, you got to be confident in yourself because not a lot of people, as a rookie, and
he wasn't
get
a rookie,
injured.
But technically, he was.
You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that, not a lot of people are going to be confident. So you just can't. You can't be focused on somebody else. You got to just be confident in yourself, working your craft, and then you're just going to be an all-star.
And you got
to
be
that.
And I feel like Kawhi and DeJounte could have been the best, like, duo of
defensive
leaders.
Oh, okay.
Too, because they could play off of each other, because DeJounte is not, he's not, like, loud. But he's not quiet.
He's not quiet. He's going to be
Kawhi
hurt.
Is quiet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like them two together and defensively, that shit just would have been crazy,
okay.
bro.
Oof.
Let's bring it back.
I think they're going to win in game 5. Your prediction?
I think it's going to be like another 2 games.
Game 7?
Maybe.
I don't think so. I can't see that.
Possibly.
Not even if KD comes back.
I think if KD comes back, he can at least bring up to game 6.
No.
But I don't think KD's coming back. I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah. I think he tore his Achilles.
And they're hiding
it. And they're just hiding it.
But, okay, real quick. Do you think if they lose this year, KD comes back?
Hell no.
You don't think so?
For
one more year?
No. First of all, he's injured. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to play. If I was him, I wouldn't play at all. Even if I got healthy. Why?
No, I'm saying like...
No, hold up.
Come back like next year. Like,
no, I know.
Resign.
And I wouldn't do that because next year I'm trying to get paid. He's not a max player right now, is he?
Who? Cool. KD?
KD. Is he a max player? Because didn't he take a pay cut?
Yeah, so they can re-sign Iguodala.
Yeah, so he's not a max player right now. For the Warriors.
He's a max worthy player.
No, he's a max worthy player, but I'm saying for the Warriors right now, he's not getting
paid like $30 million, $34 million.
Bro, we got niggas like Chris Paul getting 34.
It's fucking awful, bro.
So, he deserves...
Fuck Chris Paul, bro. He's so...
Fuck Chris Paul in the chat, please.
We ain't streaming.
But I wouldn't... I wouldn't come back. I would... I don't know.
Yeah,
if you're hurt, I wouldn't come back.
But if he really just, like, fucked up his quad or fucked up his Achilles... Like, if he just strained his Achilles...
Strain his calf.
I think that's what they said.
Yeah, that's what they said.
If that's true, then yeah, come back game 4, game 5, game 6, game 7.
Because that's just your calf. That's not like an Achilles.
I mean, your calf is important.
No, I know, but I'm saying...
But your Achilles keeps your calf attached.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
without your Achilles, you can't literally walk.
No, you can walk with a tourniquet.
Well, that shit hard.
It hurts, but you can do it.
Yeah. You saw what happened when Kobe tore it. He walked away, but that nigga was in pain.
It hurts.
And he played with a broken finger in the finals and won. That's all I gotta say.
Oh my fucking god! Here we go with that bullshit.
What's it called? I don't think he was signed, or I don't think he's coming back.
I don't think he's coming back either.
But we'll just see, cause this summer, crazy as fuck. So stay tuned, cause we're gonna be covering all of it.
You got me right.
But top 10 list.
Hopefully, gonna be traveling.
That is true.
So, top 10 list.
So, number 1.
Michael Jordan.
Black Jesus, as Larry Bird called him.
Jesus, or God in the form of a man, in the skin of a man, as Larry Bird called him. I don't even think that needs to be explained.
We don't need to talk about Michael. We wear his shoes. We still compare people
12s.
To him.
I got some 12s right now.
Michael, iconic. Probably the most iconic basketball player ever alive, ever.
I'd probably cry if I met him.
I swear to God.
And then...
He's just so big, what he did for the game.
So we don't even need to fucking talk about Michael.
We shouldn't.
You know who Michael is.
We shouldn't. If you're a basketball fan, you should know who Michael Jordan is.
If you're not a basketball fan, if you're a shoe fanatic, if you fucking... if you've ever looked at a fucking shoe before, if you've ever been in Foot Locker, you know who Michael Jordan is.
Yeah.
So, for number two...
This is going to be highly debated. For number two...
So, between us two...
You explain first, I'll go next.
Okay, so... Understand that we're kind of biased a little bit.
But hear us out, because we're going to make some good points.
So, for number two, it's split. Big Yo has Kobe Bean Bryant.
No surprise.
Kobe Beanhead Bryant.
No surprise.
And I have Timothy, the big dick, the big fundamentals, the greatest power forward of all time, Duncan. Can you say that your player is the greatest in his position for false guard?
Second greatest.
Okay. All right. So number one and number two.
Go ahead and explain a little bit about Tim Duncan and what he kind of impacted the game.
Bro, Tim Duncan, he's just... Okay. You want to talk about silent assassins. You want to talk about dudes
Sorry to interrupt you. His middle name is Theodore.
I know.
Why don't you say it?
Because I feel like my shit was... What I said was cooler. Okay, Timmy Teddy Duncan, nigga. Fuck you mean. Okay, so... 19 years with San Antonio Spurs. The epitome of loyalty.
Just 19 years. Just 19.
Retired the same year as Kobe, but he didn't have to do a fucking retirement tour. Because you know why? Because his legacy speaks for itself. He's literally the greatest power forward of all time.
There's no debate.
He'll body anybody. If niggas want to smoke, they can get it. He played 82 games three times in his career. Times. Hold on, I gotta sneeze.
Bless you.
Okay. Damn, his first year in the league. Thank you. His first year in the league, the nigga averaged 21. Like, 21 and 12, my guy. Like, come on now. And then proceeded to average around that for most of his career until, like, the very last couple years.
How many rings? How many times have you lost in the finals?
Against
the Heat.
One.
Yeah, against the Heat.
So, yeah, like, the niggas... You know, it's hard to say that
he's not the greatest better in his position, and he's not the second. Because, honestly, I could see it.
And for his career, he shot 50% from the field goal, my guy. For his career.
Because he's the big fundamental.
Like, my guy. He just bodies you, then puts the ball in the square. That's, you know, real nigga shit.
Yep. How tall is he?
6'11". Just all-around good guy, you know. Averaged 2.9 blocks per game in 03. That was the number one. I think that was his MVP year. That was just an insane year. Like, he's just... Like... When you say... Oh, there's a better power forward than Tim Duncan. I just want to ask you who.
Who?
I just would like to know who. And if you tell me someone, I will break that decision down. Karl Malone. How many rings Karl Malone got?
Zero. How many rapes does he have? One.
No, he got multiple. I'm sure he got multiple.
Oh, okay. Big rapes. You're right. One that we know of.
One that birthed a child that's in the NFL right now, by the way. He got some good genes. I ain't going to cap.
She was 13.
She was definitely 13. Young baby.
Nobody else. I can't see anybody trying to make an argument for anybody.
My guy averaged 27.6 points in the fucking playoffs.
Say it again.
27.6.
Say it one more time.
27.6.
You heard that shit?
On 82% free throw rating. Free throw percentage. Like, and that he's a big man. Like, big men don't shoot good free throws. Like, they're not good at free throws. The nigga averaged 15.4 fucking rebounds in 2003. In the 2003 playoffs. Like, my guy. Like,
and he was always in the playoffs in the 2000s. Always in the playoffs.
Real quick. Let me get this off. He never lost. He never won less than 50 games in his career unless it was a lockout season.
Also, to add that, Tim Duncan in the 2000s never lost the finals. In the 2000s.
Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Like, I ain't got to talk my shit. Like, niggas know who Timmy D is, bro. You niggas know. Like, you see Timmy D coming, you know you niggas is in trouble. Like,
and you saw his little dreads he had when,
bro, nigga dripping now. Like, why he get so retired. Interesting when he retired, bro? Like, the nigga dripping. He doing his damn thing. Like, he's one of the greatest players of all time, and I really think that he's number two. But Kobe the Bean Bryant is a motherfucker, bro. He's a real ass nigga, bro. Like,
real ass nigga.
I've never seen a man be able to
his
do
work ethic.
Like, you fuck know the work ethic. Fuck the fucking work ethic. Let's get to the just the how stats. Insane how like his shooting is. Like, the nigga will pump fake. You ain't gonna give him no room. He just gonna shoot it over you anyway. Like, and make that bitch. Like, Kobe the Mean Bryant is, he's a motherfucking killer, bro. Like, he scares me. He scares the fuck out of me.
Especially,
as a child.
Especially
oh, go ahead.
From 2000 to 2010. Just because in that standpoint, he was going off. He got the three-peat. And then after Shaq left, he wanted to prove he's that nigga. Which
and
he did. But he just didn't have help, unfortunately.
It's hard.
But
so
for his career, 25 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists.
So real quick, let me get another thing off about Bean.
Go ahead.
He's mentally a psychopath. When he was a sociopath as a child. Like, the nigga said that
what motivated him?
he said he didn't speak the language. I think he was in Germany. He said
he was in Italy.
Italy.
He grew up there.
He said he didn't speak the language, and the kids used to bully him. So
he was black, and he couldn't speak Italian.
So he would use basketball to get revenge. Like, what kind of child is talking about revenge?
You know why he did that? Because you can understand buckets. You understand buckets.
You can see him get buckets on your fucking head, bum.
Dome.
On your dome piece.
Kobe Bryant, what he said, a psychopath when it came to basketball. How he approached the game, how
he got
his worth
Oscar
ethic.
Too.
He has a big Oscar. Honestly, I think it was his worth ethic is better than Jordan's. Hot take? No. Let me tell you why. He would wake up at 3 a.m. in the USA Olympics team, workout. When they would come down around 10, they would ask him, what are you doing? I just got done finishing working out. And then what would he would do next? Shoot around. Because he would just be lifting weights.
My guy.
So he's a legendary player. In the playoffs, always clutch. Now, around 2004 up until 2007, had no help. Dragged that sorry-ass team. Let me say it again. Sorry-ass team.
Yeah.
Smush Parker. Fucking Kwame Brown.
Yeah.
To the fucking NBA playoffs.
More.
Every year. Every year.
More.
It just makes me so mad, because imagine how much fucking championships he could have.
If they didn't ruin his prime.
Yeah.
I at least think
he would have one more. Maybe a finals or a
see,
MVP.
I don't think they were going to get through the Spurs that many times, because...
Yeah, but... Because he won... Look, he won 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was from 2000 to 2001, or I'm sorry, 2002?
Correct, sir.
Or 2003, whatever. No, 2002. What's it called? And then after that...
Wait, real quick, how many finals MVPs does Kobe have?
2.
Okay.
After that, what's it called?
Sorry, I broke your train of thought.
Yeah, I'm lost now. So 2009, 2010, he won. So I think he at least would have had one more. Because in 2009, 2010, I don't think the Spurs were a threat necessarily for the finals. For the finals.
The Spurs are always a threat for the finals.
And in 2008, he could have beat them.
Probably.
That kills him. He's talked about it in interviews. He says how much that fucking kills him, because he knows he could beat that. You know what else? In 2004 against the Pistons, he could have also beat them.
Remember when Duncan was bald?
No. Oh, yeah. Didn't he win like an MVP when he was bald or some
shit? I think
so.
Bro.
Anyways,
no.
Yeah, just a number 2 shooting guard of all time. He literally copied MJ's every fucking move. And guess what?
Timmy, he's original, though.
He was the greatest, in my opinion. I think he was better than Mike. Hot take? Possible.
listen. Nobody agrees with you. okay, real quick, let me tell you why that's wrong.
No,
okay?
No.
Kobe's a killer.
No, I can see it, but like,
Kobe's a killer.
Just how
Jordan is a serial killer.
Bro.
He serially killed so many dreams and hopes of so many different teams.
Well, hold up.
How many game winners in the finals does Kobe have in comparison to Big Mike?
Hold up.
I'm listening.
He dropped 81 against the fucking Raptors.
Put your head up. Put your head up. Raptors are trash. Raptors have always been trash, except for when the big Spur came.
81. That's the second highest score.
Hold on. Listen, real quick. Let me get this off. Okay, let me get this off. Go ahead. What's the highest score in the playoffs of all time?
Isn't it 61?
63. 62. By Michael Jordan against one of the greatest teams.
Who?
The Celtics with Larry Bird.
Oh, yeah.
That's when he called him the God. Yeah. So, come on now. How many points does Kobe... Did Kobe ever drop 60 points in the playoffs?
I think he has.
63? No.
But me growing up as a Laker fan, Kobe Bryant was my hero, still my hero.
I mean, Tim Duncan is my hero.
Yeah, Tim Duncan to you, I know that's your hero. I know you look
like that post place.
You have so much respect for him.
It's so beautiful watching the purest form of basketball.
Yeah.
It's insane to look at.
I honestly could see Tim Duncan being two. I can also see Kobe being two. This is why we were really split.
So
this is hard for us.
So we came to the conclusion that Timmy is two A.
2A and then 2B.
And Kobe is 2B. But the reason Timmy is 2A is because he has more Finals MVPs.
How many does he have?
Three. Yes, sir. Three.
Does he have an Oscar?
Yeah, I don't think he does. But I will say that he also has more all defensive appearances as well.
Yeah, but Kobe raped a girl and got away with it. I'm just playing.
I would like to say that he did not have sexual relations with that woman, but there was five other men in her butthole and vagina.
All right, chill out, man. So, chill out.
Fuck that girl.
Number three, who do you have?
Number three, that's a toughie, because I want to put Larry Legend there. I want to put Magic there. I want to put Shaq there.
I think Shaq would be five to me, but...
Uh-huh. Okay, let's talk about
it. No, hold up. Let's fill third. Fill the third.
Real quick. We go.
Yeah. For third, I don't know. There's a lot of great players, and I don't want to sound stupid.
I think we can put Magic there.
Are we excluding the 60s and the 70s?
Yes. Yes. Okay. We can put Bill Russell there if you want to. And we can put...
It's because...
Well, I mean, Wilt definitely is there. That's where
no, Wilt okay. Is. Yep.
Wilt is definitely...
Are there. We going to put him on third then?
Yeah, we can put him there. Because no other player scored 100 points. And I don't give a fuck if you say the rules were different. They were.
He
was still
like
great.
50 or something like that.
Nigga, this is
for
insane.
A series.
A season.
Yeah.
He was like 16 right. And fucking bodied the... I think he dropped like 100, like 95 points. In
yeah,
fucking,
so look. Chamberlain was averaging 50.4 points per game when he was 25.
Like, come on, bro. He got to be on the list. If we put no other players from the 60s on that list, he's got
to
be there.
Wait, hold up. One more thing. Kobe's fourth all-time in scoring. I forgot to mention that.
Over Jordan. Over Bron.
Yeah, but Bron's going to... Supposedly, he's going to...
Eclipse him this year.
Yeah, this coming of year.
Yeah.
Well, if we're doing garbage, I'm going to be so fucking mad. But if we're doing, like, third really or fourth, good. Then I'm going to be okay with it. But third...
Real quick, let me just slide this in here real quick. I think that Lonzo Ball could really be good. I think he's a contender for the next 5 years.
He just got to be healthy.
Okay, keep going, though.
At
three. Just...
We don't...
The biggest Negro of all time. Like, he's... Literally. Not real, bro. You might not know Wilt, but if you're a basketball fan, you should. He's all over the fucking history books. Probably, I believe he has the most rebounds in a single game.
Yeah.
Has the most points in a single game.
And he's the top...
He has some assists, too.
He's the top leaderboard for rebounds at 2,300.
Yeah.
Like, or 1,000, I'm sorry. 23,000.
Yeah, like, and to be fair, a lot of those were goaltends.
It's fine.
And offensive interferences. But, that's fine. You know, it is what it is. He's
it
fucking
happens.
Wilt Chamberlain. Like, come on, bro. I think...
And
that,
his average for career is 31.
I think that Shaq goes number four.
Number four.
Because I want to put... You guys might hate me for this. But I really want to put Kevin Garnett somewhere in here. Because I think Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett were fighting for that best power forward spot. And I really want to put Kevin Garnett somewhere
in
the top 10.
What about Dirk?
I don't think Dirk was fine for that spot. I think Dirk was really good, but I don't think he was ever on the level of Tim Duncan.
I kind of have him over...
Who?
Kevin.
I mean, I'll take it, but I'm saying
they
like,
each have a ring. They a each ring. Yeah, they each have a finals MVP. No, I'm sorry, a regular season's MVP. What's it called? Dirk has the finals MVP.
Sucks.
But I don't know, bro, because Dirk innovated the big man. He changed that position.
He started the stretch four.
Yeah, he changed the position.
He's the first ever stretch
four. So imagine if he got drafted this year.
Oh, man.
You know how many fucking teams would want him? How many teams would literally trade assets just to get that? Because
it'd probably be Dirk number one, Zion number two. Nah. It'd probably be Dirk number two, Zion number one.
What's it called? But that's what literally the NBA is.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
But we can have Shaq.
Put Shaq at four. Yeah.
And we don't have to talk about Shaq. He's fucking 7'3", like 400 pounds.
Real quick.
Just a monster.
The most dominant big man of all time.
Ever.
Nobody.
Ever.
I mean, other than Will, I don't think there's anyone that could.
Anybody close.
Yeah, that could hold a candle to him.
Who can guard it? You know what I think is so fucking disrespectful?
What?
When they said Draymond Green can guard Shaq.
That was, that's a stretch.
Draymond Green's
I think
like,
he could do better than a lot of players in this era.
Maybe, but he's like 6'7".
Yeah, so it's going to be tough to go like 7-footer. But he does that every night, though.
Yeah, but this is Shaq. Not everybody's Shaq. Not everybody can break backboards.
Yeah.
They literally changed the backboard because of him.
Yeah.
He's the reason they changed the backboard.
Yeah.
It's Shaq-proof.
Yeah. That's facts.
And especially Laker Shaq and Magic Jack Shaq. Because Laker Jack Shaq was like way, way thicker. Just bigger.
Nigga fat.
Fat as hell.
He was fat.
But what's it called? Magic Shaq, he was very athletic. Very, very skinny. Very quick. Very... He can do everything.
Footwork.
Yeah. But when he went to the Lakers, that's when he was big. When he was
dominating.
I think
David Robinson was better than Magic Shaq.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
David Robinson was good.
He has the second highest scoring game in the modern era. He has 71 points.
Yeah.
So he was crazy. And
I love that I don't have to argue for myself.
That's
it's
fine.
Amazing.
No, but
I love it.
That's fine because, I mean, I know the Spurs had great players and I'm not going to deny shit when it's true. He was better when Shaq was in the Magic. He was better. It's fine. But Lakers Shaq. That's another beast.
That's a tough, man. That's tough.
That's another beast.
It's hard to find anyone better than Lakers Shaq.
Three, Pete. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Three, with Kobe.
With Kobe.
You know, it's hard.
And Kobe wasn't the best teammate to Shaq. Even though they play it down now, I know for a fact Kobe and Shaq
hated each other.
But it has every practice.
Them niggas fought.
Them niggas did
fight. This nigga Kobe dunked the Shaq punch. If that nigga had hit him, we wouldn't be talking about Kobe the bean. We'd be talking about Kobe the bursted bean.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga wouldn't have no bean.
Mm-hmm.
If I sound like I'm it's hard for me to come up with words and shit like that, it's because I was went swimming, man. You know how fatiguing that is. It's hard to swim.
Yeah.
But it's fun, but it's hard.
Shaq. I can't.
Nigga's
there's
a monster,
there's
bro.
Nothing else I can say. He has three finals MVPs. He has four rings. Probably, honestly, one of the best, if not top two, top one centers of all time.
Wilt.
Two of them?
Probably top, yeah. But
two?
Probably the best one in the modern era.
Yeah, best one in the modern era.
For sure.
And I think if he was.
I mean, Timmy was a center too.
If he was in this day and age, I think he would dominate. Like he did
back
in the day.
Oh, of course.
Because it's small ball.
A lot of small ball. Just bitch, bitch.
Yeah. Just,
I don't think he'd win a lot, though.
I don't think he would. I don't think he would have three championships. No, I think he would have at least two.
I think he'd have
or four.
One.
I'm sorry, yes, four.
It's hard to be a dominant big man in this day and age.
Yeah, but
Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, but they're not Shaq. Shaq is different.
That's facts, but
Shaq is a different breed.
Giannis.
He's like a fucking pit bull, and they're like just bulldogs. You know
he's like a fucking Doberman.
Yeah,
and they're like. Chihuahuas.
Kyra.
Yorkies and shit.
What's it called? So we have in four.
Bird. I feel like Bird and Magic should be like.
I think Magic. For five. No, I think Magic is on top of Bird. Magic has just five
because
rings.
I feel like that's just because of.
Just because of rings, though.
Honestly. Yeah. And team success, but Bird and Magic to get like as a.
They were literally the same player. Let me tell you why. If you watch their highlights. Bird had amazing IQ.
I think Bird had a good IQ, and I think Bird had good vision, but I don't think it was Magic Vision. Magic Vision is insane, bro.
No, but if you watch some of his highlights, the passes Bird made were disgusting. I think Bird was a better shooter, but I think they're literally, like, identical almost.
I feel like them two are neck and neck for number five.
I would number five, I would put Magic over Bird, not because of Celtics and Lakers history. I think because it's just rings in general.
But I feel like they should be a 5A and 5B. I don't like doing it over and over again.
Yeah, I don't think we should.
So let's put Magic at five and Magic put Bird at six.
Seven.
So.
What?
Seven.
Yeah.
Who's six?
Yeah, five and six. Bird?
Oh, we're going to seven. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Seven. I thought you said that Bird was going to be seven. No. I was like, who the fuck is six then?
I'm going to go with
seven.
Hakeem.
Hakeem the Dream?
Hakeem the Dream. The African Dream.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, man. I ain't going to pretend like I know a lot about Hakeem. I've seen his highlights. It's insane, but I've never seen like a full game.
Literally, Shaq said that he couldn't figure him out.
It's tough. He's tough, man. He had really good footwork.
You know why, though? He says it's because he played soccer when he was younger.
That's amazing.
And that's what Kobe says, too. That helps you.
Fucking that's, oh my God.
Because you know how they have to kick and just run.
And yeah, it's a lot of footwork.
And moving just with your feet. So I think that, you know, people that play soccer and then are in the post, I think they have a better chance of, you know, dominating. Because Kobe had good footwork. Kobe, when he was in a little kid, he would also play soccer. So I think that helped him. Also, Joel used to play soccer.
So I really want to put Kevin Durant in here. KD. Kevin Durant in here. Yeah.
If you people are going to say, if you put KD, you got to put LeBron.
We already said in the beginning.
I know, but I'm just saying that's what people are going to get their opinion just because people think that LeBron is better than KD.
And I'm glad we haven't put any point guards in yet because I think Steph is the best point guard.
No, Shaq. Or I'm sorry, not Shaq. Magic.
Magic's a small forward.
He's a point guard.
He's a small forward, bro.
Magic. 6'9". Imagine Magic now.
That's literally just LeBron James.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's just,
but like slightly better.
Who are we going to put at 8 then?
So, we've said Wilt. I'm not putting Bill Russell in this shit. That nigga was a clout chaser.
Morgan Freeman?
Morgan motherfucking Freeman.
I'm just playing.
Did we say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Oh, how did we forget of the all-time greatest scorer? Sorry.
So, Kareem, we're going to push down Magic, we're going to push down Bird, we're going to push down Shaq, and we're going to put Kareem, where are we going to put Shaq? Four?
Four.
Yeah, we're going to put Kareem four, put Shaq five.
Let's go over it. We have Mike, then we have number two we split, so we have Tim Duncan as Kobe. A, and then Kobe as B. Third, we have, who was the third?
I don't remember.
Damn, I forgot.
Hold on. I have a list of basketball players in front of me. Magic?
Will.
Fucking Will. Okay.
So that was Will was third, right?
Yes, sir.
Fourth then was Kareem now.
Kareem, yeah. Wait.
Yeah, because Shaq was fifth.
But I'm saying wait.
What? Kareem?
Will Kareem? Because Wilt was a good scorer, but Kareem's the all-time leading scorer.
A better scorer.
We'll take Wilt 3.
Kareem 4. Kareem 4. Shaq 5. Magic 6. Bird 7. 8. Hakeem. That's how we have it as of now. Then we have 9 and 10 left to go.
Fuck. So let's
I kind of want to put Curry.
Nah, we ain't gonna put Curry in here.
No?
There's no other point guards.
Yeah, but...
He's better than every other point guard. I think he's definitely top 20, but as of right now, I don't think he's top 10.
Let's just do players that their career is over.
Fuck that. Okay. Let's do KD 9, Steph 10.
KD
9, Steph 10.
I don't know. KD is
better than Steph. Steph is better for a team. Steph is the greatest teammate. Like, this probably like a top three teammate.
Dr. J.
No.
Moses Malone.
He was just really good at dunking. No.
Let's see who else. AI?
No.
Chris Paul?
Don't even joke like that.
Paul Pierce.
Come on, man. I thought we were done joking.
KD? I can see KD, but KD and Curry?
Ronnie, not my top 10.
KD and Curry?
If you're okay with it, because it's our top 10 as a unit.
Fuck it.
You know who my top 10, you know who's in my top 10. You know who's number 3 in my top 10.
Because.
You know Will ain't number 3 in my real top 10.
Because it's
Curry. You know who number 2 is, number 3 in my real top 10 is?
Who is it?
Emmanuel Ginobili.
Who was that?
Emmanuel Ginobili.
The nigga that got a ball spot?
Big Manu.
yeah, that's right. but Curry's the best shooter ever.
Alive. Greatest shooter of all time.
Alive and dead.
I don't even think it could be touched. Like, I don't even think it's fair. I think the next greatest is probably Larry Legend, who's also on this list. And then Ray Allen, and then Reggie Miller, and then Klay Thompson.
Over Ray?
Larry Bird.
I don't know.
Larry Bird.
I don't know.
Larry Bird, bro.
Because you know that...
He innovated the three-point shot.
I know, but...
The nigga damn near created the shit.
But that nigga Ray Allen got hot.
He's tough.
It's tough.
Larry Legend. I'm taking Legend.
All right. You got me.
Then Ray Allen, then Reggie Miller, then Klay Thompson. Okay. That's my five shooters.
So we got, go ahead with the list right
then
now.
Then Steve Kerr.
Go with the list.
I don't know the fucking list.
That we just made. What are you talking
about? So, MJ number 1, of course. Mm-hmm. 2A and 2B, Tim Duncan, Kobe the Bean Bryant. 3, Big Wilt. 4, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. 5, Magic. 6, Larry Legend. 7, God damn.
Who'd you say?
Oh, my fucking
Bird.
God.
Bird.
I said Bird already. He's 6.
With Magic, Bird, Hakeem. No, you did it wrong.
No, I didn't. Wait.
Go ahead.
It's, okay. So, number 1, Magic, or Michael.
Who?
Michael, the magician, Jordan. 2 A and B, Kobe Bryant and Tim Duncan. Wait. 3, Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain. 4, fucking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. 5, Shaq. 6, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. 7, Hakeem Abdul-Jabbar.
What?
Hakeem the Dream.
Olajuwon.
Olajuwon. I'm sorry.
You want me to do it?
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Okay, I got it. Fuck, I gotta start over. 1, Michael Jordan. 2, A and B, Kobe and Tim Duncan. 3, Wilt Chamberlain. 4, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. 5, Shaq. 6, Magic. 7, Larry Legend. 8, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. God damn it! Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon.
Olajuwon.
8. Fucking shit. 8. Do it, bro. Do it, bro. I give up.
For real?
Yes.
So we got as number 1, we have Mr. Black Jesus himself, Michael Jordan.
God in the skin of a man.
Number 2, we have 2A and B, we have Tim Duncan and Kobe. 3, we have Wilt.
Wilt still.
4, we have Kareem.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
5, we have Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
6, we have Magic.
Yes, sir.
7, we have Larry Legend Bird.
So,
8, we have...
You don't remember 8, bro?
I don't.
You don't remember 8, cuz? How do you not remember 8, bro?
What's 8?
So you don't remember 8,
bro. What's 8? Tell me.
You don't remember 8, though? Like, you don't remember? You don't remember, bro.
Because we have Steph and KD, 9 and 10. I forgot 8.
Bro, you don't remember 8, bro. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Are you fucking kidding me?
Deadass.
I don't think we did 8.
Did we do
8? I don't think we did 8, bro.
I don't think we did 8.
I swear we moved people down and that became 8. I guess it didn't.
No. Yeah, we didn't do 8.
Yikes.
Who would be above KD and Steph?
Oh, I know. I know who would be above KD and Steph.
Who?
White Chocolate. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
He does have a ring.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi?
Nah, I'm kidding again. We can put, I guess we can put Bill Russell there.
Yeah.
I don't really care for him because I feel like he was the original Snake. He just fucking piled on a bunch of Hall of Famers on his team.
So, Bill Russell, KD, and Steph.
Yes, sir.
Top 10. Came out. We literally did not have none of this rehearsed.
Nothing. No, nothing.
That's why we kept forgetting who we had.
Because I wanted it to be authentic. Like, I wanted everything to be like we're gonna argue about it on the pod. I didn't want to have to fight about it. Okay. I wanted all that content for the pod. Yeah.
Now we are in 46 minutes as of right now, so
this is gonna be a shorter episode.
Do you want to finish it, or do you want to talk about some other stuff we could, I don't know.
You want to list greatest defenders? Top 5?
No. It's going to be a long one.
Nah, it'll be quick. It'll be quick. We ain't even got to explain. So, Jordan, Pippen.
Kawhi.
Tim Duncan, Kawhi.
Kobe.
Kobe.
Who else?
Hey, I guess Kobe. Yeah. All right, boom. That's 5, isn't it? MJ. Scotty,
Tim,
Kawhi.
No, Kobe. Kawhi, and then Tim, I feel like.
Nah.
No?
Tim's a big man, but nonetheless.
Yeah, but like, all right, that's fine. It's fine.
I mean.
We said quick, damn so that shit blocks. Was quick.
That was really quick. yo, let's, bro, you know what we should do? From that clip for our YouTube channel, since we're doing that clip for our Twitter and we're going to probably toss it on the YouTube anyway. We should pick out of our top 10. We're going to listen to the pod back, write it down. We should pick out of our top 10. Nah, that's going to take too much shit.
For YouTube? For my team?
I was thinking we were going to pick out of our top 10, put them on a team, and then play a 2K game and see who wins. But I'm better than you, so it's not even fair.
What about this? Don't you have a Spurs jersey?
I do have a Spurs jersey.
I have a Lakers jersey.
Okay. Nah, I gotta buy a new Spurs jersey. I don't know where my Spurs jersey is.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, I gotta buy a new one.
Didn't you got a LeBron jersey? You got a LeBron jersey.
Yeah, when I was a child. Okay?
Do you have any other jerseys?
Nah, I don't have any more.
Damn.
I'm gonna get a DeJounte Murray jersey.
I have a Pistons jersey.
Why? You're from Michigan, I forgot.
It was on sale.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get my jersey plans is DeJounte, Markkanen. And if Kawhi goes to the Clippers, Kawhi.
We can go to Chicago and get one.
What, the marketing? Yeah,
we can go to Chicago. It would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be a fun trip.
Because we went.
We, shit. We Chicago went. Ain't shit, though. Like, that's a quick trip. That's like 2.5 hours. That ain't shit.
But, like, spend the night shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a quick trip. Get a hotel real quick, you know, a little cheapy cheap. You know what I'm saying? It ain't shit. We got bread like that.
We got bread.
Big bands.
So, I think we're going to go ahead and end up
that. Yeah, let's
so,
wrap it up.
It was a shorter episode.
It was probably our shortest episode of all time.
No, it was. Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Our first episode was like 70 minutes, my nigga.
The last one we just had was like an hour and 22 minutes.
Yeah, like, so, bro. Our pods are long.
Yeah, so this is just going to be a short episode.
For hopefully, because it's so short, it gets a little bit more views.
Yeah.
Good God.
But, you know, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. So, let's go ahead and plug our Twitters. Go ahead with yours.
My at is Big Yovani. That's BigYoVani. And your at is?
Mine's Meech Rose.
MiECHROSE.
I was going to spell it, but I had to build suspense. But all right.
That nigga don't know how to spell my name.
Your name?
No, my nickname. My stage name. You don't know how to spell me. So this was a short episode. Again, we have a lot of fun with these episodes. I'm a little subdued because, you know, fatigue, swimming and shit.
Yeah, I just literally came back from playing basketball for like 3 hours.
So this was a little subdued episode.
Yeah, we were busy, we were tired.
And we didn't really plan out what we were gonna do before we even linked up. So
we just
did it. Hey, we're supposed to do a pod this week. Come through, let's do one.
Because we are trying to get them out at least once a week, and I feel like it's gonna be easy just doing it over the weekend. And
yeah, because we don't
either coming to your house or coming to my house.
Yeah, because he doesn't work on Fridays and I don't work on Fridays.
Yeah, so we can either do it Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
You know what I'm saying?
So
it'll be smooth. I definitely want to continue to do this pod. We ain't gonna stop. It don't matter if we get 0 views. We still ain't gonna stop.
It's just fun to us. Literally. We're literally not getting any money. Literally, I spent money for the pod.
Yeah, for this pod, nigga.
I bought a mic. I literally sent $15 to this girl so she can plug our pod on her YouTube channel.
Which was not a good idea.
I mean, it's not a good idea, but we have to do something to get more listeners.
But it wasn't... Well, that's not going to get us more listeners because she doesn't... Our
demographic.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
but what's it called? But we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Again, your Twitter is...
M-I-E-C-H-R-O-S-E, Mishrose.
My Twitter is Big Yovani, B-I-G-Y-O-V-A-N-I. And then we have our Lockdown podcast Twitter. That's going to be... We run both of that, so we both have access to that.
Go ahead and shoot that app, because I can't remember it.
It is at Lockdown Pod. Just our name, but instead of podcast, it's pod. We are going to... We shot a little video of us... what's it called? Of this podcast. So you are going to see that on Twitter. We're going to try to post little snippets bits here and there. Start doing
we
that.
We're going to try to find the funniest moment that we fucking clicked, but it doesn't... I don't think we were very funny in this episode.
No.
Again, very subdued.
We are trying to get a camera. I do have... my sister's boyfriend does have a nice camera, so whenever we get the chance... Sorry, that's Dimitri's dog.
Shut the fuck up! Alright. It's good.
So whenever we get the chance to use the camera, it's going to be higher quality. But we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. My name is Big Yovani.
Once again, my name is Young Lord, the God, Mitros.
And we are...
The Lockdown Pod. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Catch you on the flip side.
Bitch.